Because he's Batman?
You know what? I don't...
Yeah, we can change it later. Yeah.
Yeah, we can change it later. This is a mess. They changed something, and it's screwing up everything. I don't know how to... Because YouTube has to change every fucking 40 motherfucking minutes.
That's what they do, damn it.
Dude, it's so fucking...
Don't you be hating on YouTube and their changing shit.
Let's see. Are we live?
According to my cell phone, we are.
Okay, sweet. If we're live, then that's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, it's just that the live feed has the previous name on it. But, oh well, don't worry. It's not Batman.
Yeah, it's not Batman.
It's not Batman.
We already did Batman.
Because he's Batman.
Though, quick follow-up to that, I did finally get a chance to watch Batman v Superman and... Justice League, and I gotta say, Ben Affleck is now my favorite Batman.
So, Bill is gonna edit the video description.
And see if it works.
Yes, and see if it works.
So, anyone who's in the chat...
We know.
Please stand by. Plus, we are also buying time for Seth, who's en route. And Shane is...
Shane.
Somewhere.
Shane is Shane. As is typical.
Shane is Shane. At least Shane isn't running off of Greg time.
No, Shane's running off of Shane time, which is almost as bad.
Almost?
Almost.
Okay, it says that I have saved said changes. So now we'll go back in here, go to the channel, check the live broadcast, see if it did anything, see if I screwed stuff up. Yeah, see?
Oh, there it is. Okay, Copa Sentai.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Fixed and whatnot. So good.
Yep.
It's so good. We turn that there. That's beautificated in case was... creating echo or anything like that. Speaking of which, put your phone up to your ear and make sure we're actually broadcasting sound, because a lot of stuff was different.
Yep, okay. Yep.
Okay. The reason it's so weird is because when I first got in here today, there was like a real weird screw-up with all of this. They changed it so that now they got rid of the classic upload system. There's a whole new user interface. The user interface wants you to set up, like, events, and then there's, like, a countdown timer, and then it has an automatic launcher and all this shit. And we use OBS so that we can screen capture and everything. So it was just a big fucking irritation to get everything rolling this time. But
oh, there's Seth.
It looks
we
like we've got it.
On our
way
there. Okay.
So awesome.
Yes, Seth, we are buying you time.
Yeah, that's pretty much, we're just hanging out, buying Seth some time while he's on his way over here and getting things put together.
How much is this time going to cost me? Because I ain't got a whole lot of money, goddammit. Time, I've heard, is expensive, motherfucker.
We noticed.
I ain't got that kind of money. So I got maybe enough money to buy Seth like 20 seconds. Maybe. It's probably more accurate. I can buy him 3 seconds, and that's about it.
Well, don't worry. The only person we're actually waiting for right now is Seth. Shane has an outrageous...
something.
...track record
of being late
to every single show. And he's the one,
that pushed
by the
for
way,
us to start going
yes,
live streams. That way we would actually be here.
Yes, he's the one that not only wanted to go live, he's one of the main votes that wanted to go live. He chose the time slot. 10 o'clock should be fine. I'm a morning person now that I work first shift. 10 o'clock, I think, is perfect, because 10 o'clock, he said, sadly... we're fucking Nick. That's what he said. He had you in mind, and he said, I realize that, but he was like, sadly, no matter what, we got to pick a time. We got to fuck somebody. He was like, 10 o'clock, everybody will make it. We'll be done by the half point of the day. He's like, we're fucking Nick. I'm sorry.
What else is new? I always get fucked, and never in the fun way.
I have not.
I'm the only one in the group that doesn't get fucked in the fun way anymore.
I have not seen this. I know it debuted on Netflix, the Power Rangers episode.
Yes, I watched it. Yeah, I love that show. I love that show because it delves into the actual crazy histories behind all of this shit. Yeah, I watched the shit out of it. I've seen every single episode. I even watched the My Little Ponies, motherfucker.
I know my girlfriend might be interested in that one.
I'm
curious
way,
to go back for, like, I think there was, like, a Ninja Turtles one a while back.
Like,
so.
I watched the Barbies one and all that. I love the way that show is done because, sure, they're talking about Barbies, but what they talk about, all the history and shit that goes into it is just phenomenal how far they track that shit back to what it was. Like, the fact that Bandai America had a very popular item they were selling. It came in green, yellow, pink,
hey Bill,
red.
You're going to have to un-Nancy Grace Seth's mic. It sounds like he's here.
It's not exactly Nancy Graced anyway. So.
Do we have him like that?
It's Nancy Graced.
First of all,
Bill was Nancy Grace.
I just fucking turned myself off. There. There, that way we're
shit.
All set up.
Everybody's
here. We got the full cast. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Shane literally pulled up right as I did.
Okay, so.
So Bill's been talking with the muted mic. Right,
no,
but I'm not able
just,
to hear
I just
you guys.
Muted myself and unmuted myself. Okay, but yeah, they were selling this product that was just, it came in green, came in red, it came in yellow, it came in pink, it came in blue, it came in white. You know what their highest selling item was before they landed Power Rangers here in the American market?
GoBots?
It was fucking chalk. Sidewalk chalk.
Chalk.
That's where their toy company was making that money. It was good chalk, they kept saying. I was like, stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
Right.
I should just grab these and move these.
Which, by the way, full disclosure, the only reason why it is that I am late is because I had to go and basically do tax title and plate transfer from my piece of shit truck over to my stepsister's van. So I now have a raping man van for you, Shane. Get in.
Okay, so I did not Blue Bomber. Let me go out of my way real quick, and because I said when I actually know these little details, I will drop them.
Oh,
happy
the
birthday
FTFNC.
To you. Happy birthday to you, Blue Bomber, because, yes, he is on my Discord. And it happened to tell me last night that it was his birthday today during our broadcast.
Happy birthday.
No!
Don't do that!
That's an old motherfucker.
For the love of God, don't!
Yeah, that's copyright now.
You want us to get nailed with a couple million dollar lawsuit? No!
Oh, okay, hold on.
Does it make you sick to your stomach that corporate America has literally divulged and infected our system so fucking harshly now that technically speaking, you need to get somebody's permission to sing happy birthday at your kid's birthday party if you wanted to go by the actual law at hand.
And you have to pay them royalties when you do it.
Yes.
Yep.
And if you don't, that's a couple million dollar lawsuit.
So, let's go ahead and get into
the room.
Yeah, let's start there. Just Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin. Let's do this.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Kappa! Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start here with what Kappa actually is, so that we can all be confused together. Kappa is a law that was constructed way back in the 80s and then was revamped around 1998. The revamp of Kappa basically attacked things like networks for television and things like that, specialized ads and things like that. Basically, it is this. This is pretty much the fundamental of the law. It is illegal to gather data of minors
Yep.
Now, this is supposed to stop companies like Google and whatnot from coming in and data collecting.
Supposed to.
But they created the personalized ads here on YouTube. Which collects your personal data in order to give you those things. Now, they thought they were safe because, technically speaking, YouTube is age-restricted.
13 or above.
13 or above.
But here's the problem, because in that video that I sent you guys that MatPat did last night, he even said YouTube had fucked themselves by going around and bragging about how, oh yeah, everybody under 18 watches YouTube. It's the big thing for most children to watch instead of cable television.
And some of the channels themselves are bragging how kids watch us more than...
Here's the big thing. YouTube has something referred to as YouTube Kids. More kids get on YouTube proper, which is 13 and up.
Yep.
Yes.
So YouTube fucked themselves by going, kids love us! Money! And
well,
they fucked up.
And they started taking a bunch of data to do the personalized ads, and then they got fined. Well, whatever, and we are not... We are not privy to the details.
I think it was, to the tune of $170 million?
Yes. But we're not privy to the details that came afterwards. Somehow YouTube was able to sidestep all of this and make it our problem. They were able to script some deal and then label this little fucking button that you gotta push that says, I'm for kids or I'm not for kids, and then... It's left up to the FTC after that point to decide whether or not you have labeled correctly. The problem is that the FTC is massively, massively, massively
out of touch.
It's out of touch with popular culture and how it works.
Yeah. In fact, in an interview with the lady that's actually head of fucking YouTube and Google and everything, she even said it's weird these laws that we have to deal with because half the people writing them brag about how they don't even have a cell phone. Not a smartphone. I'm talking fucking flip phone from the fuck, like, pull it down, pull up the antenna, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, fucking cell phone from the fucking 1980s.
So are we dealing with Amish?
Pretty much, yes. They're pretty much at that
point. No, because they got regular phone.
They got a rotary
in the kitchen.
Yeah, turn the fucking dial.
Why are there so many fucking nines?
Yeah. It takes me 20 minutes to fucking do this.
Six, two, four, nine.
It's worse.
Nine.
It's worse
three,
if they have a zero, because zero comes after nine, so it's
zero.
Turn this big ass wheel like I'm trying to back up a semi truck. Just turn this motherfucker for an hour.
20 minutes later, hey, is Bobby home?
You work in an office.
Wrong number, bitch.
You work in an office where your job is to call motherfuckers. Your finger be sore by the end of the night.
Right.
Have carpal tunnel, not from typing on the computer, but from calling a motherfucker.
Nope, that's why you get a pencil.
But
fucking cheat that shit.
Somehow they were able to sidestep this whole thing and leave it up to the FTC. And the biggest problem here is that the FTC, do you like Spider-Man toys, like what you see on that shelf right there? Of course, you guys can't see that, but there's Spider-Man toys on my shelf right there. Not a single fucking one of those things is under $60, period. Some of them are in the hundreds bracket.
Yep.
But the FTC will tell you that those are toys, those are Spider-Man, those are comic books, all three of those things are for kids. You are for kids.
Yep.
Oh, wait, did you say the word cool? Did you say the word fun?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say the word whatever?
I read...
Guess what? You're also for kids.
I read some of this fucking thing, and the wording is incredibly fucking vague, like at an outrageous fucking rate. It's like they don't even know what the fuck it is. If you talk about Pokemon, like, okay, there's two YouTubers. There was a girl named Tamashi that I used to watch and a dude named Jay Witz that I used to watch. And both those people are huge, even sponsored sometimes by Pokemon to do Pokemon videos. they're going to have to label four kids. Mm-hmm. And it's going to kill 90% of their revenue and destroy their channel. Because here's the thing. Oh, my God. Okay. Once you do this, once you click the four kids button, you are not allowed to share the video. You will not appear in the algorithm. You cannot like or dislike.
Cannot comment.
You cannot comment. You cannot live, which is weird, too, because when you go into the live streaming, it asks me immediately if I'm doing this for kids. And I was like, no, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, we have never shied away. We have never shied away the fact, do not, under any circumstances, let your chillins watch our show.
Now, here's the thing. A big question.
We say fuck a lot.
Because out of all this, we're talking about a lot of fucking legal
unless it was
stupid
just me,
shit.
Which case
it's
be a
lot
less
of stupid
fuck.
Shit. And I get it. I get that nobody wants to deal with this. This is more real than I think people are realizing. But I also will tell you this. I'm not a lawyer by any means. But I think this is going to have to be rewritten and that it will blow over. And here's the reason why. They say that this law prohibits the data collection. Right?
Yep.
So I have a question for you, Shane. Can I see some of that data that you collected on some minors that watch our show? Can I get those files? Why not? Why can't you?
Money.
Money? So if I gave you money, you could collect some data for me.
Yes.
You think so?
No.
Because I don't think you can. Because we don't have access to the fucking files and the data that is being collected by YouTube.
Yep.
So the second one of these channels gets sued by the FTC, here's the problem. And this is the real problem. Some people are going to be hit by this. It is, say they did sue us. Say they fucking brought the hammer down. We get fined $42 per video. By the way, welcome to utter and fucking 100% bankruptcy and destitution for the rest of our lives.
Not to mention bullshit, because if you read the actual law, it says maximum fine of $11,000. So this 44 bullshit is exactly that bullshit, or adjusted for inflation, which means the law needs to be changed anyway.
It's really bizarre because, yes, the law states that it's a maximum of 11,000, but during the FTC meeting, which I watched the whole fucking meeting where they interviewed the representative from the FTC, yep. He says that the fine is a minimum $42,000.
Right.
Which minimum. You do know it's going into effect in January. That's when it's going to get upgraded.
Right.
Now, there are problems here that I see. One, we're not collecting data.
Nope.
Yeah, we ain't doing shit. YouTube is.
The only data that's being collected here is me collecting images. That's it.
But if they were to decide to sue the fuck out of us, we don't have a lawyer that could hang against their fucking FTC motherfuckers, so we can't do anything about it. The first people that get hit with this are going to get hit with it, and it's going to be real.
Yep.
They're going to try to make examples. Then, I guarantee you that as this goes on, there will be a massive class action lawsuit against the FTC.
Yep.
Yep.
Because of this law. There are areas of this law that fall into almost unconstitutional, if not directly unconstitutional.
Yep.
This is wrong. But it is real, and we have to deal with the fact that it's coming our way. Will this affect our show? Well, we got to talking about that. Yes and no. It will not affect our show, because we will do the same motherfucking show the same motherfucking way that we've ever fucking done it. However, it did fuck us in the future.
Yep.
If we monetize, we would lose this show immediately.
Yep.
immediately we would lose this show. Because, one, we're Power Rangers, and we fall into comics now, and we fall into television programming, so, and we talk about toys and Batman and shit like that sometimes. Right off the bat, we have to push the kids button. Boop! We're fucking invisible. You think we're hard to find now, when we're a word-of-mouth show, that people just randomly come across us? We're like 2,000 plus fucking subscribers in. We've been doing it for almost 10 years. We're nearing episode 200, and some guy finds us, and he's like, what in the fuck? Right. He's going back, and he's watching all these episodes like, holy shit, I didn't know these things were happening. I didn't know these, because we're not monetized. We are not in the algorithm that promotes us, because YouTube makes no money from us. All they do is fucking store our shit for us.
Yep.
Free storage, bitches.
Free storage.
Yep.
That's technically what's going on here. So since we don't have ads of any kind, be them general or personal, we can't get hit by this. But we also can no longer, which... It was in talks. We were about ready to throw the switch. This January, ironic, this January, we have all the numbers and all the stuff that we were going to throw the switch and get like an Amazon affiliate where we would save. And this was literally the reason I'd kind of decided on Amazon. I know that a lot of people buy morphers, they buy weapons, they buy
DVDs
and shit like that.
They buy a lot of shit. All
and
right?
that was my intention was, hey, are you buying Power Rangers? Are you buying Spider-Man? Are you buying Batman? Are you buying X-Men? Fucking go save yourself 10%.
You buying toilet paper, yeah. Bitches? Well, fucking get you some toilet paper.
That was yeah. My
10%
idea.
10% off.
I didn't want a bunch of ads and regulations and shit like that, but I would have went for something that just said, hey, go save yourself 10% because it saves you fucking money and it gives us a penny. I would have been more than fine with that.
Yeah.
Now, if we hit the monetize button, we're invisible. You guys can't talk to us right here, this fucking bar with all the talking. Fuck that.
Where people are wondering where Ronan is.
You motherfuckers is mute.
Arguing Coppa with us as well. And yes, soap on a rope, Jake, yes.
You motherfuckers.
I'll buy you some.
Yep. You motherfuckers is mute now. You're nothing. You wouldn't be able to say a goddamn thing. Also, these three little thumbs up right down here. Nope. Break your thumbs, because you can't thumb up or down this motherfucker.
Want to bet? I just thumbed down it.
Yeah.
And now I get a thumb up. And now I'm going to cancel that.
Oh,
damn, I'm
shit.
Funny. I'm such a dick.
Now, there's a lot of people that are also saying that they would like to sidestep this. That they're like, fuck it, we'll go somewhere else. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because it's not YouTube that's coming after you. That's just it. People are like, YouTube fucked us. Yes, I get it. YouTube fucked up and you're paying for their mistake. But at the same time, this is not YouTube coming after your ass. It's the FTC. So if you go somewhere else and do the same thing,
the FTC is going to be knocking on that door going, where our money?
Eventually, yep. Yeah. Say everybody hopped ship and they went over to, just to reference something that's been around forever, you go to Daily Motion because you do. Okay, now you go there, you start putting all your shit up there, everybody follows you, including the kids. Now Daily Motion is fucking data collecting, and say they make the same fucking deal, and they sidestep the program, your problem again.
Yep.
Like, and if say you produce on your own network, which this is about the only safe way that's left to you, you build your own network, get your own servers, and do all your own shit through your own things.
With blackjack and hookers.
Yeah.
You know what? Forget the blackjack.
Yeah.
And the hookers. You know what? Forget the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is about the only safe way, but I'm telling you, I got this feeling that this is going to blow over. Like, somebody's going to get hit with it, but there will be a lashback at the FTC because this is ridiculous.
Right.
And there's no way they're going to be able to hold this many content creators. First off, they don't have the fucking manpower.
Right.
They literally don't have the manpower to police 20 million fucking channels.
Keep going.
Yeah.
It's more like 65 probably.
There are relatively, in the last time I looked it up, there are 165 million videos loaded to YouTube per day, every day.
That's a potential for 165 million channels.
It is right. Outrageous the amount of content that is uploaded to YouTube. It's almost unthinkable. Because you got to figure, hell, just one channel like Rich. I watch Rich Review Tech USA. That guy loads up like 6 videos a day. Here you go. Bam. That's just him. That's one fucking guy, one fucking channel, one thing.
Right.
Shit. We're up to the point now where we're doing, just on our Saturday, we're uploading 3 or sometimes some 2, sometimes 3, sometimes 4.
Right. And that's not including the people who have fucking multiple accounts. Yeah. Like fucking Markiplier has Markiplier Game, and then he just started a new one with his friend Ethan. And then when you go over to somebody like Team 4-Star, you have Team 4-Star proper. Stream 4-Star for all of their Twitch uploads. There's the gaming channel.
Oh, and video games has been stated... That is under the same watchful bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's considered 4
Rated
kids.
Rated M game for
no,
kids.
No, not 4 kids, because 4 kids deals with just Pokemon. Like, you have to go...
Not
oh,
the number
and,
4.
And Blue Popo.
Yeah, and Blue Popo. Yeah.
Blue Popo! Yes!
Hi. I'm blue.
I'm the more racially sensitive Popo. You will be assimilated. Ah!
Yeah.
Shane just caught
Shane.
It.
Shane's rebooting at the moment. Apparently.
Right.
Do you need a monster, sir? There are 5 more in the fridge downstairs. Do you require some energy?
He'll probably need it for the next episode.
Right.
Maybe a Seth dick in the butt will wake him up.
You going to be okay over there, man?
Maybe.
You going to make it?
Not saying a lot, just a lot of nodding your head and belching.
I don't have much to say on this topic.
Fair enough.
Technically, a lot of us don't
now,
have much to say, so...
Bill.
She's going to make me mad, and I don't want to yell.
Yes, you do. Fucking innovation, Shane!
This is not innovation. This is fucking ignorant.
it's Shane. Ignorant innovation, but it's innovation nonetheless.
I would almost wonder if maybe, just maybe, this makes the list.
Hey, Shane, what you got to say on COPA now?
Do you know what happens
there you go.
When you try to fine us, even though none of us are fucking rich?
Shane already hit the zero. I don't need the 20 minutes of explanation.
Yes, we do. You shut up.
Yes, we do. We need more time to plug.
Shane, continue.
Do you know what happens when you try to fuck us? You're on my list, bitches. You don't want to be on that list. Because now you get a zero!
Oh, shit. And we have to look at you again.
What's your score?
My,
this is a Sentai.
Hey,
I'm reading
score,
right there.
No, my score is a -7 because it had me.
I'm nuking it. I'm nuking it. I'm nuking it.
Negative.
I'm
nuking. I think we're all in agreement. We're nuking the COPA. It gets a straight -5.
It's a straight -5
this
at how
the,
dumb
yeah.
this is.
This is the worst fucking costumes I've ever seen. Fucking lame ass shit, man.
Look at this
no,
guy.
No. This
he
is his own
even,
category.
He can't even do his comb over right. Look at it.
This is fucking worse than the original First Class X-Men costumes.
Ooh,
and they were
yeah.
pretty fucking bad.
I'd rather watch fucking Cup and Ball Monster
on repeat.
Yeah, on repeat.
With enhanced 4K.
I've never seen such shit in my life.
In VR.
Yeah, in VR. With spiders in the VR headset.
No!
Rolling on your
no!
Not for you, for him.
Oh, okay.
It's like and bees.
Do you want Nick dead?
It makes, and bees.
It makes it real.
Well, don't yeah. worry. After we put the spiders in the headset, we'll all enjoy an orange juice.
Yes. Just for me.
Wait, Bill, what the fuck are you allergic to? We need to kill you too, apparently. Nick is dying because of asphyxiation and heart stopping because of spider bites.
Technically.
Shane is dying from asphyxiation and... fucking heart stopping because of bees.
Right.
Am I allergic to bees?
Then we shoot Shane in the face, too.
I am allergic to bullets.
Okay, so where are we at? We are at, what's our time?
I don't fucking know. 28.
28. Let's burn some time. Let's hit some more of the random here's a bunch of shit folder.
Oh, wait.
Bam!
Oh, no, never mind.
What the
oh,
fuck
God.
Over?
Oh, yeah, the side by side, yeah.
This is the random holy shit, dog shit folder. It's all the shit.
The CG sucks.
It's all the
yes,
shit.
It does.
It's all the shit we've ever covered and a bunch of shit we never got to and random pictures of things. It's like 42,000 motherfucking images, and we're going to burn some time and go through a couple of them for the fuck of it right now and burn off the rest of this COPPA episode.
On the right side is the original movie CGI bullshit Megazord. Yep. On the left is the actual series.
And the CG is terrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It really is so fucking bad.
So when you get more money, you make more shit?
No. When you get more money, you pay idiots who say, yeah, I could do that.
To be fair, this does actually happen a lot in Hollywood. I don't understand why. I really don't.
Yeah.
But sometimes you give a movie a lot of money, and it works against them. Like, Star Trek 2 is made on a way less budget than Star Trek 1 or 3. And this is not the only time that this kind of shit happens. This happens quite often in Hollywood, where they're like, here's the money, and then they get all stupid about their money, and they forget that they're actually supposed to be making a movie.
Look at the left. Look at that helmet. That's a dude face with a helmet on, right?
Okay.
Now go over to the right here. What is with sad derpy robot head?
Shit, look at sad...
With the webcam on his head.
Look at sad frog cock.
What's
happening right here?
I don't see a frog.
Yeah, somebody even asked that in the chat.
I see a blob with two red dots.
Yeah, they said, look at the frog CGI. What is that? That is late 90s CGI.
Oh, my God.
Reboot looked better.
It's exactly. So impressively bad.
It looks like sad blob cock.
The only good thing that came from this Megazord transformation was the Falcon Zord. That was it.
Yeah. No, the Falcon Zord looked wrong, too.
No, but the Falcon Zord looked the best of these CGI monstrosities. Yeah.
Until it added on to the fucking Megazord.
You ready to next there, Zane? Or you wanting to see something else?
If they would have just put more money into the CGI for the Megazords, and not those jackass, dumbass piece of shit.
All right, Ibram, hold on.
We could have kept some money and not made random pig man.
Shane, you got two choices. The CGI bullshit Megazord.
Or Pyra Midas.
Yeah.
Because Ibram was like, Pyra Midas, it's better than Ninja Zord from the movie. No. I'll still take that over a giant dumb pyramid.
Nope. Pyramid. 100% on board with the pyramid.
Shane, you better have my back, motherfucker. Hate on the pyramid.
A pyramid that has an actual shape.
Yes!
Pyramidus, motherfucker.
Hey.
Fuck that pyramid.
Hey.
What?
Fuck your pyramid.
Hey. This is why we're the cool
you
kids.
You enjoy that.
I will enjoy my blobby cock.
You enjoy that blobby cock.
I'll enjoy my blobby cock Megazord.
Nope.
Next.
Blow up the...
Oh, there you go.
13 motherfuckers to beat
one
motherfucker.
13 motherfuckers to beat one motherfucker. Which, again, had it been explained at the time...
There's not 13, though. There's 11.
Not in this photo, no.
But this photo has 11, not 13. So you can't say 13
motherfuckers. Are you saying that these Rangers go up to 11?
They go up to 11.
Well, why not just
you
make that
you have to add in a guitar riff. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Oh, shit. Next.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
just look,
what
we're
the
invisible.
Hell is up my dude's hair helmet thing?
This is actually...
I missed this one.
Yeah, you missed the unofficial.
Yes, this
the
is
unofficial,
the...
unofficial official.
Yep. Unofficial official. Akiba, isn't
it?
Yeah.
You can't really see it, but the Yellow Ranger has pigtails, too.
Yes.
Yep. Dude, these people were fucking
By
awesome.
The way, their villain... is an actual porn star.
And they very much know that it's a porn star. They even make reference. They're like, damn.
This team is
also where the Red Ranger,
this team is awesome.
This is also where the Red Ranger stood up on that mountain and said, suck this dick, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, if this team is made up of one guy, two girls.
It was so good.
I'm going to take the wild guess that the Red Ranger is the guy.
You would
he's the only guy.
How did you guess? Was it
because he's got
bras?
Epic emo hair? only a Only a man can wear epic emo hair such as that style.
The yellow has pigtails, and the blue one has a ponytail, I believe.
Yeah, you just can't tell from this picture.
Yep. Next.
I'm sad that I was on hiatus for
that. Here's the ninja.
Hey, look.
There's my boy.
There you go, Shane. You get ninja powers. It's ninja powers.
Shane, what is it? Kage no Shinobuja Babadu Babadu.
Kage no Bushin no Jutsu.
Yeah, there you go.
Ninja powers?
Well, where's the guy with the hat?
Shane,
we're not there yet.
He was six scenes ago.
This suit has the power to keep you a little warmer.
Yeah.
And that's.
And make it harder to breathe.
Yeah, it doesn't have any armor properties. It's just cloth. No.
Now, not in the movie. Now, when they went ninja in the series, they had all kinds of powers, like they could multiply and zip all over and teleport.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. They spent too much money on those dumbass costumes.
In the movie, they just show up and they're like, ah, frog, bear, wolf. And I'm like, all you did was put your hood up. You didn't accomplish anything.
Like, when we ran out of money, we had plastic costumes we had to fucking wear. Because that looked great.
It did. It's so
No, it looked like it's so disgusting.
Good. Next. There you go.
Yep.
He's fucking awesome.
He gives it a 5.
He does. He does.
He gives himself a 5.
You shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm just going to put that out. That's somewhat biased.
Nope.
Talk to the hand? No, I don't want to. You look weird.
Next.
Because you're chibi.
Oh, yes. Yep. What's that right there, Shane?
Leo Parton.
Fuck yes.
Can't wait until the next Spider-Man. He's going to be in it.
Is he?
Into the Spider-Verse? Yeah, they already said that they're going to dip into more shit, now including Leo Parton.
Oh, you mean the next
animated.
Sony Spider-Man
movie.
The
next animated, yes.
Okay, yeah, I heard about that.
MCU was going to bring in Leo Parton.
Holy shit. I was about to poo in my motherfucking pants if we were about to get an actual MCU-sponsored live Spider-Verse.
If we had MCU teaming with Sony for a Spider-Verse, we might actually get, like, maybe Tobey back.
I've heard rumors circulating that Toby and Andrew Garfield are supposed to make some weird fucking, if nothing else, offhand appearance, but I haven't seen anything that makes me believe anything is concrete yet.
Right.
Or they could just use video footage.
Live action Leo Parton would be fucking hilarious and awesome.
Yes. It would be fucking sweet.
What the hell is that? Oh, that's Leo Parton. What?
What, you guys don't have giant monsters? Well, yeah, but...
What?
Oh, shit. Ronan did show up. Look at that.
Hey,
I can't watch the chat continuously. I got to look at it. And
like, legitimately
a
minute, probably.
Next. Yeah, and last I knew, somebody in the chat, like, 20 minutes ago was like, hey, is Ronan here?
Suck these nuts, bitch.
Okay, your laptop's in the way. What's that saying?
We're not knockoffs.
We're going to be official soon.
Yeah. That is the best...
And that's their bad guy.
That's their porn star bad guy.
Very obviously, she's an adult actress.
With Hitomi Tanaka-sized boobies. So, like,
it's sad that we will never get this series.
Why won't they bring this one over?
Technically, we will. You just have to get the unofficial Blu-ray bootleg.
It's not going to be in English, Seth.
Yeah, well...
It would be really crazy to see them Americanize this.
Unless we
It will not be Americanized.
We could dub it.
Why not? There's something inappropriate
about it. No, we're not dubbing
it. The guy says, suck it. Well, who cares? Everyone says, suck it.
Next. There, Shane.
What the fuck is it? Okay, that's Sam Ninja?
That's your Ninja Steel.
Yes. Ninja Steel. I don't remember that one. I remember the others, but I don't remember him.
You don't remember this guy?
No, I do not remember.
Building Man?
Shane, don't worry. He cross-classed as a knight so he can wield knight swords now.
He looks like a ninja trying to be a samurai, trying to be a knight, trying to be cool, but he failed.
You forgot about that?
Sorry, he triple-classed.
This is the one with fucking Guitar Grandpa Ranger.
But wasn't that guy the green one?
Like Western? No, this is like brown fucking literally Wild West Ranger with the fucking cowboy hat.
I remember the main color team, obviously. But I don't remember their fucking Rejects.
Well, there he is.
And that's a reason why I don't remember.
You know, I know you remember this team, because this is the one with the fucking whiny Red Ranger. You could fucking hold me up or else I'm going to slip my wrist with my sword.
They're saying right now that it's Ninja Steel Gold wearing Red's Battleizer.
Oh. It doesn't help him.
It doesn't.
He looks dumpy as shit. Next!
I am Kamen Rider X.
See, that's better.
Cross!
Yeah, it's Cross.
Your helmet looks like it's really cheap, but it's fine.
My helmet looks like Kamen Rider V!
Apparently the Hamburglar showed up.
That wasn't the Hamburglar.
That, like
that was a Murloc.
That's a Murloc. Murloc.
You uncultured swine.
That was a fucking Murloc.
You fucking know your enemy sounds, bitch. Come on.
Yeah, I do know my enemy sounds. I always thought they sounded like a motherfucking Hamburglar.
I thought that was the typical pimp mating call.
No, that's... Shadow Man Suicet!
I see that.
Ninja Pink.
Ninja Pink from the cold.
It's nice, man. It's nice.
Still looking for that dude with the hat.
Nice and warm.
I told you.
A little bit of a head warmer. Got a hood, got that little face masky thing to keep the cold off your nose.
I don't think I ever noticed this. I don't think I ever noticed this until just now. Did she get her nails done?
Yes.
Yeah.
She very well could have got her nails did, Bill. We don't know.
Because of the power.
The power of ninja.
Oh, yeah, the power gives you the nails did.
They had to have cheese sandwiches on the teleport up, but they didn't eat them on the teleport back because they had the power. Because Whistle Stick Bitch, who lived from fucking shore to Stonehenge, and the power lives the fuck over there with Hat Man, where you have to suckle the dew off the leaves.
Hat Man Dew.
You have no idea how ridiculous that is, watching somebody, or imagining somebody over there. What are you doing, Billy? Thirsty. Sucking the dew off the leaves.
When did Billy become a gerbil?
They all would have to do it to keep hydrated.
If you were here for the movie review, you really should watch the episode you're not in. Next.
We talk crazy bullshit.
I
wasn't actually asking the question, totally. Bill. It was one of the other Rangers looking over at Billy going, when did Billy become a gerbil?
Fighting Skeleton Man.
That is the cheapest knockoff of fucking Skeletor I've seen today. I said today. I've seen some really bad ones.
Spider-Man sucks.
Actually,
he sucks.
This Spider-Man
shoots a gun.
In this point in time, our Spider-Man was not great, which you'll know because. Yes, on all those superhero costumes we've been collecting.
We did collect the Spider-Man
ones. There's a Spider-Man one that we're going to be going through, too. And
I have questions about that.
Our 70s one is in there.
Well, actually, both 70s.
Okay, yes. You know what? I was a 90s kid, and Spider-Man was cool.
Yes.
In the 90s, yes.
Then, yes.
I was not a 70s kid, so obviously I didn't give a fuck about the 70s kid. Spider-Man.
In real life, that is exactly what Spider-Man wears.
Yep.
But he just wears it, and it's much more skin tight.
Yeah, that one's really loose and baggy. Like,
well, that's because it kind of has to be for martial arts.
I get that because you need to have the room. But I'm telling you, dude, when you're fighting fucking cotton candy skeleton here,
cotton candy Skeletor.
Yeah, it sucks. And
I'm sorry, Skele-Bore.
Yeah, that's a better one.
Because he's got tusks.
See these things?
Since you're collecting costumes for the superheroes,
it's a chupa thingy.
Do they have a year where they're slanted too?
You'll see.
Because I'm telling you, if their belts are not fucking straight, I'm going to be pissed.
I've noticed that's a thing with you.
You have to look the part. You can't look like you just woke and got out of bed to fight crime.
Shane, sometimes.
You got to strangle a bitch.
And no, that's not Black Cat.
What is it? Is it a fucking...
Well, technically, it is Black Cat, but it's not
a hairy
black
snake
cat.
Monkey monster.
No,
it's not Black God Cat. It's White Dog.
His face kind of
no, because I was watching Gaijin show a while back, and he actually covered there actually is a like an Oni demon type of thing, almost like the Ringu, where literally it actually is like a hair demon, And I think that's what they're fighting.
It starts with a Y.
Yeah, I can't...
See, I learned that actually from playing the Shin Megami Tensei games.
Right.
I just can't remember the actual name of it right off the top of my head because I'm still tired because I'm a third shifter
know.
And...
Yeah.
Next!
Sleep.
Shh! Those guys are so cool!
Yes, I know. Shh! Well, but... But we gotta rate them!
You gave these guys a pretty high
score. Right now, cards!
I can't remember which one these guys are.
Why does she get to walk with him?
Is that what's going on there?
Look at that,
that one in the back is giving her resting bitch face from high heaven and back.
The other one is excited about it.
The other one's like, man, we're going to school. The one next to her is going, fucking bitch. The girl in front's like, man, I get to stand next to the senpai. And he's like, fucking shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking school.
The ninja dudes?
I don't know.
I want to say they are. I think they're the ones that made up our ninja steel, I think.
Next. Are you sure it's not the unofficial official?
No, I'm almost certain it's not the unofficial. Because the unofficial, they basically like worked out of almost
a toy shop type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got
fucking sweet.
That is pretty cool.
Next. Oh, shit, there you go, Shane.
There's... Warmer than other clothes, Tommy.
You're talking about the number one ranger, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Is that what I'm doing? Yeah. Okay, let's see. What was his competition? His competition was Rocky.
It's adorable that you said competition.
The list, even Yamcha was on the list. I was halftime entertainment.
You know, I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm going to tell you something.
Rocky
right.
is the water boy, all right?
Exactly.
His competition was Adam.
That's
Adam was a legit fighter.
Right. Billy.
Billy got way better as time went on.
Yes, right.
Kimmy.
Kimmy and I wouldn't be surprised if you gave Billy some kind of prep time. He probably has something that would disable Tommy's powers.
Yeah, he's kind of like the Batman of Power Rangers.
Right.
I didn't think about that until today, but that just makes Billy more my favorite.
This is the movie, right?
No, now, only zero, without that
with,
shit.
With zero prep time, just here in fucking warm ninja clothes,
Billy would get wrecked. And this is the movie, so it's Aisha as the Yellow Ranger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So his only competition.
I don't remember ever being impressed with her fighting prowess.
To be honest with you,
his only competition's Adam.
Yeah,
I don't remember being impressed with Kimberly's fighting prowess either. But I will say, some of the gymnastics shit did actually impress me. The way she would move, but I don't think she had any actual fighting prowess.
Adam is his competition.
Adam is his competition.
Yeah, Adam's his competition
because Adam actually does fight and he actually is good at it.
And he's a frog.
Adam is my second favorite ranger of all time, and he's awesome. Not his frog and not his minivan. That's not cool.
Shane! Gotta pick the kids up from school!
We're making fun of me, Shane. What did I just say at the top? I just got a raping man minivan.
Have you ever noticed
just
that
for
we,
you.
Have you ever noticed we do often make him the Black Ranger, too?
Yeah.
And he went and he got himself a minivan.
Yeah. A green minivan, mind
you. Oh, shit.
He'll become the Green Ranger later.
A green.
You know what the sad thing is, though? He's always the Black Ranger, but I'm the only one that keeps getting dicked.
Kind of true.
So me and Seth combined
next.
Are Adam.
Oh, wrong way.
Wrong way.
Next.
Damn it, Bill.
No, I'm going the right way.
Yeah,
it's...
duplicates. Okay.
Venus flytrap
monster.
All right, Audrey 2, get your ass back into the shop.
Man, he fought weird shit.
Yeah, he did.
I just said, Audrey 2, get your ass back in the shop.
Next.
Are you sure there wouldn't be Audrey
3? What the hell?
Fuck yes. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Hood man.
That dude is cool.
Dude, that dude's bad as shit.
Yeah.
One of many villains, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm presuming that to be their main bad.
Dude, so fucking sweet.
I think that's Ninja Steel.
I'm going to call that guy Dragon Wizard. It's not what he is. But he looks like he could be a dragon wizard.
And those blue guys are actually the equivalent of their buddies.
Yeah, because we saw him on that special episode with all of other
this
Rangers.
Guy's calling for us to do an episode of...
Rank your favorite Ranger of all time, or go through every series review and rank the
What
Rangers.
Would that be? Say, like, a top five from each of us or something?
Possibly.
Although I thought we did something like that before. But
we did originally on one of the topic episodes, but now that we've moved forward so much...
Right,
those topic,
go back and relook. Yeah.
The reason I was saying that every 10 episodes we almost have to have a topics episode is because we keep learning more material and seeing more shit.
But once we hit that famous 200th episode, we could do something special like that.
It's true. What are we doing for 200?
Because
we did
that gives us time to actually go through all of them and find our
depends.
Rangers.
Where are we at today?
Today's
194.
194.
Yeah. 194. So
we're at 194, so and we will finish 195 today, more than likely.
So,
okay,
actually,
so 96,
and we got what? One more filming
99.
Session before the hiatus?
So, yeah, that'd be the next three sessions then if we knock out two a day.
Yep.
So basically, yeah.
So we'll be doing...
When we
the
come
200th episode sometime
in
early February.
Yeah, it's coming
late
up
January,
on us fast.
Early February, yeah.
Next.
Oh, look at that.
Fucking sweet.
Look at the Harley Quinn yellow.
Yeah, literally, if we get together and do something on the 4th, which I know we won't, so it'll probably be about the 18th.
Next.
See ya.
Choo-choo.
In which case, I'll have a new job by then.
Get on the pain train, bitches.
Yeah, that's going to suck now that I think about that, but oh well.
Like they're about to rail you from behind.
Next.
I know we've already used up all those jokes. I don't care.
There's that awesome toy.
That's your Christmas gift.
I'm okay with that.
I'm going to doubt that's real, what you just said.
You don't know.
We'll see.
Just have to wait till Christmas.
We'll see. Next. Oh.
Yellow.
Bear.
There's the warmer yellow Ranger.
I'm a bear.
She going to hug you, bear hugger.
Okay, so we've seen Kimberly, we've seen Naisha, we've seen Tommy, we've seen Billy. We got two more.
No, we've only got one
Damn
more.
It. Next?
Oh, yeah.
We
one
got
more.
One more that matters.
Gore!
Jesus!
Gore!
Spidey got stabbed.
No, that's the fucking pincer head thing.
You really do fight
it's
weird
shit. It's one of
shit.
Those rhino beetles, so
You really are. You're just a weird show. Just a weird show in general.
And
what do you expect?
Yeah, it's Japan.
I don't, you know, Japan, if Japan came out with something that wasn't weird, that would probably surprise me more.
Next.
Oh, that's that.
That's
Samurai red dude, and then.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's
is that
the
just
battleizer.
His battleizer form?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's does it almost look.
And that's the dumbass steel ninja man.
Yep.
Oh, it's so gay.
Neato. Yeah. Next.
That's not. They all have fucking scarves. Cape scarves.
Scarves went away for a while, and then they make weird random appearances.
Right.
It's because...
And she's got a scarf up by her belly button, too.
Yeah, I mean...
it's a wraparound.
Yeah.
These guys are just bizarre. Like,
and awesome!
If you were like the enemy and you saw them doing this kind of shit, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, are we flash mobbing out in the desert? It's kind of pointless, but okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
Next!
Choo choo!
There we go, that's amazing. Next! Next! Oh, there you go, Shane. That's what you were waiting for right there.
Shane, here's a question for you. Now, imagine, not these colors or designs, but imagine this type of armor that they actually had for the Japanese version of the next series. Although, you probably would still see the white guy.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay.
I actually hate these costumes a lot. I don't
I've
like
noticed,
them.
And I've always been confused by it.
I like the White Ranger, though.
I've tended to like them in general. Like, I don't think they're... I like these more than I liked our movie that we had recently where they were fucking Iron Men.
Right.
I never said I liked that either.
No, I'm just saying, I never...
Do you like glitter? Do you like glitter?
Yeah, and I hated that glitter shit. This should have been their Battleizer form when they said, oh, the fucking Metal Rangers, instead of throwing glitter on them. We really should have just saved these costumes. They should have went into this and then been armored variants. Right. And I would have thought that would have made a lot more sense.
Shane, we'll give you a bunch of glitter for Christmas. Then you can have special armor abilities.
Yep, special armor.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Glitter shirts.
Fucking dollars.
Craft
fucking
herpes.
Armor.
Next.
I'm
next. Those guys.
One
next.
And two. What the?
He's just, he elbow dropped him.
He did.
A he's just fucking frog. Elbow bopping the frog man.
Awesome.
Next.
Spider-Man's done with your shit.
There's the ninjas.
The ninjas.
Shuriken Sentai Ninja.
Because you can't say the other or you'll get shot at work.
You think people at work watch us, huh?
A couple do, surprisingly.
At least, well, okay.
A couple strange ones do. Like a couple of the supervisors watch us for some reason, but almost none of the actual normal work base.
Nice.
Do you want to know why the supervisors probably watch us?
They're on YouTube.
They have already watched all of YouTube at work.
Yep.
And we're the last thing to watch.
Possibility.
Before paint drying videos.
Oh my gosh.
Before all of YouTube goes away.
And that too.
And they'll watch that before they fucking do their job.
It's true. Some will.
Next.
They're using the power.
Next.
I have
a lot
nets.
Of duplicates.
Some webs. There's
I bashed you in the head, and I'm a web, you bitch.
I don't give a fuck what you call it. It's a net, not a web.
It's a web net.
It's a net. That's clearly a net.
What? That's very... I mean, look, it's...
That's clearly a net.
It's white.
It's all right. He's going online. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's your argument.
It's the net.
That is the sad ass argument you bring to the table.
Spider net. Wow. Grabs a
his
frog
web
man
is white. The net
leg
is white. It must be the same.
They are the same.
Good.
It's the World Wide Web. What are you talking about?
They is the same.
They is the same.
So you came out with it first. I think this is before internet.
Next.
What the
they're
shit?
Reaching for you, Shane.
Yeah.
They're coming for you.
But to be fair, Rocky needs to get the fuck out of there. He's got that creep. I don't like his face.
Damn.
You don't like Rocky's face?
I don't like his face.
I don't like Rocky in general. But
I was about to say, I just hate Rocky, but you're going straight for the face.
Can you imagine if we ever got big enough to start interviewing some of these people and... Like an agent got a hold of us and said he wants to be on the show. And
we would
like,
be like, no.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
To be fair, to propel us, we would have to say, yes.
Actually, see, you let me talk to that agent. I'd be like, how does he handle beratement?
Yeah, because he's not
going to
get much love
here. Because he's not
going to
like life.
Now, we do.
How does he handle beratement and sitting with like five other dudes in like a 6x6 room?
My question
no,
is...
No,
like,
by then we'll probably have a bigger space.
My question
they,
is...
They'd just be like, he knows
be
how
like
to fight.
A 6x7 room.
My question is, how does he deal with elevation? I notice that he breaks his back 5 feet off the ground.
Do we need like a chair
do we,
very
no,
low
no,
to the ground?
No, do we need a ramp? Because there's stairs he's got to climb up.
I just don't want him to somehow spin kick his way to a broken back.
Next.
See, I think what we would the? All love to interview fucking Adam.
I would love that.
Well, that's fucking sweet right there.
Right.
Dude. I could not draw that.
Well, me neither.
No, I...
Just explosions, too.
Explosions.
No, we didn't. We caught it.
Okay, we are creeping up here on the end, so let's find something.
Oh, my God.
Let's not find that.
Fucking sad Zordon.
Zordon, who was in his nightie in his tube.
There's fucking pervy Zordon and nighty Zordon right there.
No, Bill, get it right. It's pervy Zordon and sleepy time action Zordon.
You sit there and
he's got the special
costumes.
Action of
But you're not looking at the bigger picture. You're not looking at what the budget of those stupid costumes did to the rest of the movie. Now we have retarded Zordon. We have fucking fake, clearly fucking fake ass fucking Zords. They didn't even try. And our show, it was fucking action figures. And this, it's fucking awful. It was so bad. Terrible. Because you thought those costumes were so good that they had to spend that budget on them. Fuck the rest of the movie. They got to look shiny and rubbery.
I've never said they're so good.
He just said they're so good. There was no emphasis on so.
I said that I like them as compared to the stupid armor we got in our show.
Right. Sparkly. And if anything, like I said, if you want, we could sit down and try to find like a whole bunch of the old like 90s movies CGI, like the CGI from like Spawn and the ship from the first Matrix movie.
The Jackal Devil?
Yeah. That thing was like awesome. Shit like that.
Okay, so we're going to stop right here.
Oh, yeah, that's the last thing I want to see is his fucking face.
That's right. That's the end of that. Enjoy that.
Thank you. I don't have nightmares.
Okay. Enjoy those. Yeah, because we're going to... They're going to take a smoke break, and I'm going to set up for the next episode.
And I got to grab my laptop because I left it out in the van.
Which, the next episode, we're covering a writer, correct?
Either a writer or another one of the heroes, if you want.
All right, we'll go through and look at... I think I promised a writer, so we're going to get at least a writer out of the way. So, we will be back.
Right now, come.
Bye. Oh, shit. I pushed the wrong button. Cancel. Do not update Steam.
No, Steam, no.
We don't need a Steam. We got to worry about a stream.
Wow.
Stream, not Steam.
You're so funny.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.